And what fills this gap is meditational experience, personal verification. And in 25 centuries, that's what's happened. The Buddha never, ever said, believe this. This is the truth. Never said it. When he presented the Four Noble Truths, it was in a questioning way. For you to question, for you to experience. So that gap is filled by your experience in the world, and importantly, your experience in meditation. For 25 centuries, yoga, highest tantric practitioners who have done this from cradle to grave, have related their experience. Their experience has been validated all the way through by practitioners. In the end, you justify it. At this stage, what we have to say is this a journey worth taking? Is it optimistic? I'm not going on any journey if it's pessimistic. Just not doing it. Life's too short. If it's optimistic, is it going to benefit me and others, this journey? And if it is, you start your journey. And as you start learning, you start meditating, you start getting wee bits of experience. And that shines a light on the path ahead. That tells you it's worth... You get here and you go, no, I don't believe that, you know. I'm not, you know, that's just too far out. And then you look behind and you see where you come from. And your teachers and the texts and your experience has brought you here. And you think to yourself, I trust this. I'm going to give it a go. And so you step into a wee bit into the unknown with trust. And that trust is verified from what's happened before. This is what refuge is. It's all about trust. It's not about, believe me because I know. Not like that. In fact, you avoid people like that, like the plague. Yes. Anyone else? Pessimistic, optimistic, why?
I think it's optimistic. Well, we were kind of discussing it. I don't, you know, I'm just at the beginning of my Buddhist journey, but why do I believe it's optimistic? It's a big question, but I do. Don't know quite how to answer it. I feel anything that questions your mind and questions suffering is a good thing. And I also have stepped in and asked various different questions over the past few months, realised that there's no definitive answer to one thing, and everybody comes with their own interpretation, their own insights, and it feels very, but at the same time it feels very collective.
Okay.
It's a collective consciousness there, but I don't know. But it just feels optimistic to me. And that when you start to practice, like you say, and study, it just makes sense.
There's a lot of this can be done through logic. I mean, a lot of it. If you are courageous enough to question that which is never questioned, if you're courageous enough to do that, there's an awful lot that will take you through with logic. It won't get you right the way there, but it'll get you a good way along. And it gives you confidence, some confidence. This is why knowledge is important. Knowledge and experience, very important, because that's where wisdom comes from, eh?
Yeah. I also look at the people who practice this, and they're so happy and so optimistic.
I've met miserable Buddhists. Not many, it has to be said, but they're there. They're human, we're human, eh?
Yes, but I see, you know, the lamas.
Exactly.
I see.
Yes.
And walk a path that I just think, wow.
Exactly.
You know, that's incredible.
If I'm going to be like anything, that'll do me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
No grasping, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I would say that sometimes the thing about the optimism is it gives you energy. Optimism gives you energy. As you practice, what I've noticed with people as they practice and as they develop, what happens is it changes from being optimistic to realistic. there comes a switch when you don't rely on the optimism because it becomes your reality. Mm-hmm. Why? Because reality is where you focus. That's why. So, although I gave you that binary, you know, really there's something, optimism is good, it gives you something and it certainly gives you energy. You know, this is worthwhile, I'm going to give it a go. This could change as you walk the path and it becomes more a realistic approach. So I just, before we break, I just want to consolidate that a wee bit. You know, optimistic, why? So just use a two-breath method or something to quickly calm the mind. And reflecting on everything we've said about this, optimistic, pessimistic, why? From a Buddha Dharma point of view, certainly, Buddha's concept of the mind, the view of the mind, is highly optimistic. Because of our understanding of Buddha nature, what it is. If the view of the mind is beginningless and endless, really it's indestructible. And if that's the case, past and future lives are a reality. And if past and future lives are a reality, karma functions. Something drives this. Karma. This type of mind becomes a valid base for morality, a valid base for compassion, a valid base for altruism. It's valid because it's clear, knowing, beginningless and endless. And if the mind is clarity and knowing, then omniscience is possible. If omniscience is possible, then Buddhahood is possible. It exists. And if all minds have Buddha nature, then we all have the ability and the potential to know everything. Allow this positive view of the mind to come very strong, very potent in your mind. Then focus. Thank you. Have a nice break. Mm-hmm.